It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 5. We're going to begin reading with the 20th verse and read down through the 5th verse of chapter 6. And so please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 5, beginning to read with verse 20. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street, which is one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And again, that'd be Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to write to call us, our phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies there. You'll find the radio programs are there. Sunday messages are there. The Constitution, the plan of salvation, all is very clear. So please that you would take a look at it and enjoy it. And then also, if you would like to email us, you could email us at parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com or just parkviewbible@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. I would love to hear from you and know that you're listening and enjoying, and we just want you to come to know the Lord Jesus, and we want you to grow in the Lord Jesus. Now, we're going to begin reading Romans chapter 5, verse 20. Moreover, the law entered, that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin, that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. I'll just continue here just a couple more verses. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. What beautiful verses of Scripture to read today. Let's begin now with prayer before we start the study. Father, thank you today that we can come together and enjoy this precious word of yours. I just thank you that you have given it to us. You allow us to have the opportunity to read and to study and to search it, and let your spirit that lives within my heart to teach me your word. And I have that opportunity because I'm born again, because I've come by faith to you, trusted and believed, and you have given me that sweet, precious spirit. He has come into my heart, and he teaches me and shows me so many and all things that I need to know concerning you, concerning service, concerning power and strength and wisdom and joy. Please, dear Father, just continue to guide and lead us as we study this precious word today. I ask, Father, that each one that's listening, if they do not know you today, that they will come to know you as their Lord and Savior before this day is over. And Father, then they would begin to really enjoy life, life eternal. So please speak to all of the hearts today, including mine, dear Father. Every time I open this precious word of yours, it's such a joy. So please continue to bless and to show us your way and will. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we begin, and this scripture here. It tells us in verse 20, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound." In other words, when the law was given, it exposed sin in such a way, in such a manner, that there was no one could question it. That's the purpose. The law is not to save. And for us to keep, try to keep the law and try to do what's right and be good and not come by faith to Jesus is wrong. We're going to fail, and the wages of sin is death. That's not going to get us away from our sin. And so we are going to die in our sin if we do not come by faith to Jesus. You don't hear me speak many times concerning churches and denominations and things of that sort, because it all comes to one, and that is, do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? Have you asked Him to come into your heart? And then He'll lead you, whether it be here or another Bible-believing church that believes the Word of God and teaches salvation. Wherever the Lord wants you to be, that's where you need to be. But you must be born again. And so I just want you to see that, because the point of law, when the law came, when it entered, when it arrived, it exposed sin in such a manner that you couldn't miss it. You couldn't question it. But the wonderful, wonderful point of this scripture is that where sin abounded, in other words, when before the law, sin existed, but because there was no law, we were still without excuse, because you're going to die in your sin and trespasses. But when the law arrived, there is no question. No question. So if you deny that you're a sinner now by having the law, you're just lying to yourself. But where it exposed so much sin, grace abounded. In other words, God is so wonderful and so powerful that just because now we have all this sin exposed and we can see it so clearly, just because that's there, it does not in any way mean that grace isn't sufficient. And it is. Grace will every day, any day, overpower, overtake whatever the sin problem is, only if you know Jesus as your Savior. If you're still trying to keep the law, you've not come by faith to Jesus, you're going to die in your sin. You're going to go straight to hell because you have ignored this free gift of salvation. God has given it. And when the law came, it exposed so much more sin. It doesn't matter, because God's grace is never ending. It is so powerful and so wonderful and so joyful that there is never a time that a person could be such a sinner that God does not give you enough grace to be saved and enjoy life. That's exactly where it is. But you got to come to Him. You got to trust in Him. Look at verse 21. "That as sin hath reigned unto death," the wages of sin is death, "even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord." You see, sin hath reigned, sin controlled, sin has driven you through the lust of the flesh and the desires of life, and it has controlled you. It reigned, it says here, and it comes to a climax, though, because sin brings you. You are dead in your trespasses and sins right now. The only way you're going to have life is you come by faith to Jesus. And we see here that by the sin being there and exposing it, now you've got a decision to make. Come by faith to Jesus. Trust in the Lord Jesus that grace might abound and it will begin to reign through righteousness. So we've went from sin unto death, unto life and righteousness, unto eternal life, and only one way, and it's by Jesus Christ our Lord. What beautiful verses of Scripture closing out chapter 5. Now we get to chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? You see, this is the way man thinks. And Paul was dealing with this. This is the way man thinks. Now, the grace that saves us teaches us. The grace that saves teaches. And that's a wonderful opportunity that we have as a believer. We can begin to walk with the Lord Jesus. We can begin to enjoy His presence each and every day. And He is always, with the Holy Spirit in our hearts, looking to His Word, studying His Word, enjoying His Word. So the grace that saves teaches. So it's not just that He's kept snatching me out of hell. That's just the beginning. And when I say, you know, you want life? Well, that's life. When you have the great teacher, the Holy Spirit, within your heart to teach you and show you His ways. And the reason is because we have a new nature now. We're born again. Born again. Believers, they have a new desire. Their desires have changed. Because for the first time, we have the power. Because we are born again, the Holy Spirit's come within our hearts. Not only new desires, but a new power to help the believers to fulfill the new desires that are given. So you see, when you're saved, that's the reason that I just keep repeating that over and over again. You must be born again. You must be born again. Because, my dear friend, you must be born again. You must come by faith to Jesus and trust in Him, because you'll go literally from death unto life. And this new nature that you have, now the desires begin to change, the ways begin to change, because you have the power to do it. Prior to coming by faith to Jesus, if you're just trying to fulfill the law, and prior to coming to Jesus, you will try and you will try and you will try. And you may live a moral upstanding life as far as everybody sees from the outside, but that old heart is still filthy dirty. And you need Jesus to come in and give you a new heart and be born again. Let's read from Titus chapter 2. As we go through the books of the Bible, why, see, there's five T's, and that's 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and then you'll find Titus. And so if you get in the neighborhood there of one of those T's, you can sure find Titus very easily. Titus chapter 2, and we're going to begin reading with the 11th verse. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. What wonderful words. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness, worldly lusts, live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world. And we're not looking for things of this world. We're looking for that blessed hope, that glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. You see, He's coming again. He's coming again. And what a wonderful day it will be, the day that this church is raptured and the church is all believers. And we've got some verses of Scripture today, if we get that far, that we're going to read concerning that, if you wonder what I'm talking about. Grace is much, much greater and more powerful than all. So when it's talking about here, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? No, grace is sufficient. But the more you sin, you're not going to desire to sin. Oh, yes, we do. We do. But we're going to continue to grow. And some of the old things, I used to have a horrible temper. And God's taken that temper away. And it's wonderful to not live under the bondage of that temper. Because when you start to become angry, you don't think very well. It's good that you just, that God gives us such patience, and it's so good that we can live a life of peace and joy in all this turmoil. There's times that we have righteous indignation because this world is becoming so filthy and so operating and functioning under the rules and the ways of the devil. There was a time this nation was a godly nation, and today it is beginning to become more and more ungodly, and if you'll notice, it has become less and less blessed. And it will continue that way until the citizens of this land repent and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and begin to walk each day. That's the day that this nation, once again, will be the most powerful nation in the world because God has blessed it. But if we continue in the way we're going now, He will continue to take those blessings away. Even though there are many, many Christians serving the Lord, many believers that love the Lord Jesus and are serving Him, the numbers are getting fewer and fewer, and this old world is the sin of the world seems to be winning the battle only because many refuse to come by faith. Many are super religious, but they're lost. You must be born again, so please come. Look at the response that Paul said that the Lord had told him to say. God forbid, in verse 2, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? God forbid. We who are born into the family of God have died out of the family of the devil. You realize that? Do you see that? Well, let me read that again for you. We who are born into the family of God have died out of the family of the devil. We are Christians, and we have shared Christ's death. And in sharing Christ's death, we died to sin. Now, that doesn't mean we do not continue to, and the reason is because of the flesh. But when our God, our Father, looks down, you know it's such a blessed day because He looks right upon His Son, the Lord Jesus, and His shed blood that He shed for me on Calvary. Jesus died for me and took my sin away. And if I come to Him believing, my sins are forgiven. And so by that, Jesus died for my sins, and He died, and He rose again. And my dear friend, that means we died to sin. When Jesus died, He took our sin with Him. Now, you have to believe. The wages of sin is death, but the gift, remember the gift? That gift is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You got to receive it. You got to accept it. Don't just think that it covers everybody, answers for everybody, because it doesn't. We were by nature the children of the devil. We're born children of the devil. But upon receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, we are translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. God forbid that we continue in sin. Yes, we do. And we need just to ask Him for His strength and His power each day. We've dealt with verse 20 and 21 in chapter 5. And now we have looked at chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. I'm going to read them again. And then we're going to go on into a new somewhat of a new section here, but it's explaining what happens to us. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Now this is a wonderful verse of scripture here. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Many have confused this verse of scripture as others. They have not properly looked to the Word of God, because you see, scripture confirms scripture. And I'm going to say it clearly at the very beginning here of this verse. This is not referring to water baptism. It is not. Now, we're going to read a couple of verses of scripture here that'll get us started. And the first one is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to read verse 12 and 13. Just listen very carefully, please. Scripture confirms Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body. By one Spirit. This is spiritual baptism. This is not talking about water baptism. We'll deal with that shortly. But right now we're dealing with the baptism of the Spirit. The day you say yes to Jesus Christ, that's what makes the difference. Yes, I'm a sinner. Yes, I need you to be my Savior, and I believe it. And when you do, that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, He will come into your heart, and He will abide there forever, because you are saved, saved eternally. Once again, for by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. One Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to live within the heart. It doesn't matter whether you're bond or free. It doesn't matter what color you are. You all, every one of us, have the opportunity of being born again and enjoying that wonderful life, knowing Jesus as our Savior and having His peace and His power and His strength. Let's go to Galatians. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. And we'll begin with the 26th verse here. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. That's how we become. We're born again, born of the Spirit. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, immersed in the Spirit. There is neither Jew nor Greek, but there is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ. See, a lot of people want to put different levels on folks, but the Word of God doesn't. We're equal. It doesn't matter in the eyes of God. He has created all of us. No matter what color, no matter male or female, it doesn't matter. God has blessed us so that He has given us, each one and everyone, the opportunity to come by faith, believe in Jesus Christ, and be saved. So please, please trust in Jesus today and call upon Him. back now to the third verse in Romans chapter 6. We find here that we are not only baptized into Jesus Christ, but through his baptism, this baptism into Christ, we have been baptized also into his death. And that's what we have references down through the other verses here, but even in verse 3, know ye not that so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. We're baptized into his death. The death of Christ on the cross of Calvary, that's the death we're talking about. Our baptism into the death of the Lord Jesus took place the moment we believed. The moment we believed, we were immersed. We became a complete part of his death. The second we joined to him, the second we were joined to him by the Holy Spirit, that is when we were made members of his body, members of his flesh, members of his bones. And you'll find that in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30. From the time we believe on Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we have been reckoned partakers in all he ever did for us in his life, in his death, in his resurrection. What a promise. What a hope. Christ died for us according to the Scripture. When he died, we died in his death. When we are baptized into his body by the Holy Spirit, we share in his death, burial, and resurrection. The second we believe, we are baptized into his body by the Holy Spirit. The second we believe, we share in his death, in his burial, in his resurrection. And believers sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We enjoy these precious scriptures, and when you look through Ephesians, and we're to a place here where I want to kind of break this down, and this was a very clear way that I have read it, and it's so simple. The head of the church is Christ. The foundation of the church is Christ. The church is the body of Christ. Believers are members of the body. Therefore, positionally, we sit together with Christ in heavenly places now. What an opportunity to be a child of God. I don't know why anyone would choose not to be saved. I don't know why anybody would decide to reject Jesus as their Savior. Why that you don't want to come and enjoy life. You're living death. Your God, your master is the devil. There's only two. Your master is either the devil or is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, automatically, because you're born in sin, your master is the devil. So if you want to come over to the side of life, you must come by faith to Jesus Christ. You must be born again. You must call upon him. This is not talking about water baptism. Don't confuse it there. This is baptism of the Spirit. Now, water baptism, immersion, is something that we do and should do, but only as a testimony, and that's what verse 4 is going to talk about. We're going to confirm what we've just looked at, and then we're going to see when you're baptized. And it is by immersion, not by sprinkling. By immersion. And it comes after you have called upon the Lord Jesus as your Savior, after you're born again. It's so important that you look to the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And as I always ask each time, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?